Pretty Girls Club, where we have our resident ugliest member of the club here with me today. So horrible. Since we said it's back, let's just get straight to it.
Straight to it.
He's mine now.
It's Pride Month and you say straight to me.
Now that he's cuffed to me, we can do this episode. Okay, so today we have Wisan here with us. Apparently all of y'all miss him. I don't know what's wrong with y'all. Some issues you gotta figure out on your own. But anyways, he's finally back, and essentially this episode is just for us to catch up on camera, because I don't know why y'all wanna see that, but you do. And we're also gonna play a game of truth and drink. So we have a whole bunch of questions prepared, and we're gonna play a whole bunch of random shit and drink soju. So before we get into...
The game is called Truth or Drink.
Yeah, I was thinking... You say truth and drink, so you want me to do both? There's a lot to ask for, and I'm handcuffed.
Don't act like you don't like it.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're playing Truth or Drink. Okay, so now it is time to catch up with the ex-Pretty Please intern, Wisan. How has life been since leaving me?
Oh, it's been horrible.
Oh, no.
Horrendous. But I guess it was kind of worse with you around, but, you know, yeah.
Excuse me. Can you actually tell us how your life has been?
Oh, it's been exciting. So I'm in university. I'm pursuing a double major in English Literature and Art History.
That's weird.
Yeah, so that's been going great. And I'm on my summer break now. So I have 3 months of free time, which I have chosen to go back to surf. the nation.
A.K.A. And Subject New.
No, that's wrong.
That's weird.
Yeah, so I'm back in the army for the next couple of months until school reopens, which is, I don't know. No idea.
In August, right?
Yeah, like mid-August.
So by then you'll be officially done with NS, lah?
Correct. So the background is I disrupted from from army to attend university, because it coincides, my ORD date coincides with my university term. So they let me off 3 months earlier, and then now I'm giving back the 3 months that I owe them. Yeah. So yeah.
Anyways, I can't wait for you to be done.
soon. August 10th.
Oh, 1 day after the national day.
Yeah.
Don't know what the better.
Voila.
Anyways, so how has school been? Because you're doing a freaking double major.
So it's not that bad, actually, because even though it's a double major, it's planned out very well, so I'm not too busy. But I hate myself enough to take up additional appointments in school. So I'm the cultural secretary of my hall. So shout out Omers.
That's weird.
Shout out Hall 4. And I'm also part of like the double major's ambassadors. I help them edit videos and bring parents around and tell them how great our school is.
Mm. Would you say the Pretty Please internship equipped you with the skills that you need in life today?
Yes, definitely. So the client liaison work that I've done for Pretty Please has... Honestly, it's helped me communicate better with people.
Before and again, I was...
I cannot... People talk to me.
You know, the whole time we said just staring at the camera, and then I'm like a loser, just trying to look at my friend and talk to him. And I'm
okay, let me look at you then.
Yeah, the whole time, not once. Yes, he looked at me. Yeah.
Sorry, I haven't been in front of the camera in a long time.
That is true. Yeah, I also like in the last like 2 years, I feel like we always talk about like maybe coming together to film something or like a one-off, like a random video. And I'm so excited this finally happening, lah, because we have like talked about this a long time, and it just makes sense because it's on the Pretty Girls Club. And if you guys remember on my initial podcast, Try Me Bitch, Wisan was on the debut episode, so we debuted that podcast together, and it was so much fun. And yeah, here we are back again, full circle, and that's what you said before we started rolling.
No, thank you.
Yep.
Anyways, let's see what else I want to ask you, because I honestly don't really care about your life.
Wow.
But let's see what people might want to know.
Okay.
Honestly, I feel like that's pretty much it. Wisan has been very busy with school and army stuff. And yeah, I'm excited for you to be done with at least like one part of that, which is army things. And Weezer's doing really well in school. He will never admit it. But Weezer, as much as he is very busy with school and he hates himself enough to sign up for everything and anything, Weezer is always killing it wherever he goes. Like, aka the previous internship, aka even in poly. Like, every freaking thing, like, Weezer, he's one of those.
In MediaCorp.
Yo, nobody talks. Don't say that kind of sinner word in my
head. That's weird.
Anyways. No, but I feel like, yeah, Weezer's just one of those people that, like, will act like he's not going to get A, but then he will get distinction. You know, just one of those people that you hate in school. So
doesn't work that way.
Yeah, as much as you think you might like him, yeah, I don't think you will in person. So yeah, I took on the burden for you guys.
I'm on a single for life, all because of this podcast. Can we cut?
Wow.
Don't film.
Anyways, yeah, honestly, I don't think there's anything else I care about. I've about to ask though. But I feel like maybe we can
thank
say
you.
True for Dre, because I think
okay.
So everyone behind the scenes, it's not just Kain today, but we have one of our besties, Amin, and we also have the love of my life, Shark, and also Maxi, the skank that's trotting around the house now.
Hi.
I don't know if you can see her, but Maxi is somewhere here right now. But everyone behind the camera has prepared a whole bunch of like true for drink questions for us. So basically, exactly how the game works, exactly as the name suggests. We will receive a question and we will choose to answer that question. But if we don't want to answer that question, we can drink a shot of soju.
And
unfortunately, the shot glasses that I have in my house are massive.
Huge!
So it's a super big shot glass, not a normal sized one. But yeah, we're gonna drink massive shots of soju apparently. And we got our favorite flavor, grape. And Weezer also brought grape flavored. We talked about grape-flavored liver protectants.
Yes.
I don't believe in this kind of thing, but yay. I guess let's down this first before we play a chaotic game of truth or drink.
It's actually quite delicious. I've had it a few times.
Tell me it tastes like berry. I hate berry.
No, your problem.
You.
This is one long jelly. Why are you drinking the whole thing?
I'm not supposed to do.
Well, I guess you can.
Anyways. ASMR. Okay, so now I'm going to pour us both two shots as Kai Ying is sending us the truth or drink questions.
Don't pour too much.
It's a freak. We already say we're going to drink shots, right?
But this is a big class.
Yep. Okay, half of this. It's not even
half,
it's more than
three
half.
Quarters.
Okay, yeah, I've bought a save.
Like, it's gonna change the fact that it's a lot still.
Okay, huh? Let's go. Okay, so here's our first question.
I'm scared.
I have no part to play in preparing any of these, and everyone behind the camera, like, they took their time to do this, and they are looking at us sheepishly. Okay. Okay, the first question we have is, what's the drunkest you've ever been?
Okay.
You answer your drink.
I can answer.
Can you answer first?
In 2016. No. In 2017, I think, it was my first... Yeah, it was my first time, like, going out drinking. And then I got drunk at that bar, Five Tapas Bar. Yeah, it was New Year's Eve. So I was with my poly friends. And then we got really drunk and I asked whether I could kiss the waiter.
Did he say yes?
Yeah, he did.
Was it a good kiss?
No, like just the cheek only. Not like...
Talk to me when it's the butt cheek. Anyway.
Yeah. Ew. But I know him. Like, we've been there before.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're a regular that wants to be a bit more, la.
I don't like.
That's weird.
Okay, so I have to answer the same question. And, I mean, I guess I could share the story, but like...
Which one?
Damn rude! I'm thinking of one very distinct one, but I think it's not a fun story. So, in pretty fashion, I'm going to drink.
Okay.
Cheers to myself! Let's go to the next question!
Okay.
Who was the worst influencer you've ever met? You're not allowed to say me.
I really say it.
If you want to say it, if you want to drink it. I guess because the question is one that you've met, it should be someone who was very shitty in person. Shouldn't just be someone who is like, we already know they're trash from the internet, you know? Wow, who was very mean, Mary, like in person? Confirm have one. Confirm have. Just don't know who.
Have ah. I think I'll say yeah.
Wait, can you whisper to me? Wait, can you tell me? No, we don't say it. We don't use it, but. Wow, that was mine.
Cheers.
Can you please refill?
Oh, your sorry.
Anyways, I think for mine, I will say, try go the obvious route, or should I go the one that really took me by surprise by being a cunt in real life? Oh my god. I cannot say who. But there was this one asshole that was coughing at an event, like,
why y'all wear masks?
Why y'all act like COVID not a thing anymore? Like, I don't care if you get it 500 times, other people never, what? Dumbass, like, really, that one to me, no social responsibility, self-centered, very problematic. But yeah, I don't want to name names because I literally see this person all the time, so yeah.
Yeah. What?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hey, we finished this bottle already, sia.
That's scary.
Anyways.
You blind, ah.
Next question. Wow.
What?
Okay, so for you it is, do you like my friends? And if you don't like, you feel free to name names.
I will drink.
Hey, come on, man. I swear, I cut them all off already.
just to be clear, it's not people that are here right now. I mean, they know that, lah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you lame, yeah. I confirm say about you. Too many. Cut them off, they deserve to know.
Too many names. I have to go down a list,
That's true.
And I have to be like, all that, how?
Do I like Wisa's friends? Honestly, yes. I feel like.
I would think so, too.
I feel like 90% of Wisa's friends are like. So to me, so unproblematic and like so wholesome. And every time Wisan talks to me about his friends or just tells me about anything in general, like, it's always good stuff. Like, even if, like, yeah, I know, it's always positive. And like, his friends seem like good friends. Like, he has very good friends in his life.
Then the 10%?
No. What, you want me to fucking lie?
Not
your friend.
Oh yeah,
she's
true.
Not, you better not be your friend.
Okay, let's move on. Kai hates us.
She hates us. Next question. What is the biggest misconception about you? So we have to say about ourselves. That I'm pregnant all the time.
You cannot drink. You cannot drink.
I've been drinking the whole episode. What is the biggest misconception about you?
I think someone told me before that I seem like a very, very independent person who will not need like a boyfriend in life.
You don't need what?
But like independent to the point that I can live life without like anyone in my life.
You can.
I can.
You can what?
I know. I said I can't already, right?
I guess. But I feel like you're definitely way more independent than the average person.
I would agree, but yeah. It's still a misconception that I'm very independent because I really am not. You just haven't seen the parts of me.
I mean, I definitely have seen the needy bitch parts of you, lah.
See?
But like, to me, it's like still very like, all very fair, you know. I wouldn't see it as like a, oh my god, so needy. I wouldn't see it like that. Like, I'm definitely needy, you know, that's obvious. But like, you, not obvious at all. So yeah, I guess it's a misconception.
How about you?
I don't have, lah. What's the biggest misconception about me? That I'm pregnant on time, lah. No, okay, but a real one, I guess.
I can't think of one.
I mean, I feel like everybody thinks I'm a bitch, but that's not a misconception. completely spot on. Like, if you see me in public and you think I look one kind, you don't want to talk to me, please don't talk to me. Like, I tell you now, just assume I'm a bitch and walk away. It'll make my life so much easier. It'll make yours so easier.
Oh no, the misconception is that you're an extrovert.
Yeah, everybody thinks I'm an extrovert. Yeah, that's true. Good.
Yeah, she's very introverted.
Yeah, like, I'm very happy to not talk to anybody in the world.
And contrary to the name Pretty, she's quite ugly.
Mom. Mom, we still have something to tell you.
Okay, moving on. Next question.
Anyways, next question. Okay, next question. Who is the most famous person on your contact list?
Oh.
What is actually interesting? Who's ya?
From my night, 7 days long.
How dare you? I think you stop saying this kind of thing in my house. Wait, most famous or infamous? Don't say this kind of thing.
Okay. Most famous person.
Who was here? If someone was like actually famous, and if I ever interacted with them, and if they reply me back and talk to me, it's probably DM.
Oh yeah.
Like maybe someone like reply a DM or something. But I guess who am I in contact with that is very famous?
Contact with, wow.
I don't know, famous in terms of like like followers on the internet.
In general,
just to me, I say myself. I'm kidding.
Okay.
No lah, but I feel like I obviously have a lot of influencers contacts, but like it's so weird because I wouldn't see them as like, oh, you damn famous, yeah. You know, it's just
right.
Yeah, but I'm also not like very close to anyone and talk to them often to the point where I would even want to like name drop or mention them like that.
Mm.
So I happy to drink. Happy to drink. Come, we start
okay,
drink.
Okay.
Finally, we drink together. Okay, next one. Was there a time that you've ever regretted working for Pretty?
I'll drink.
Wow, sad. Just say lah.
I wouldn't say regret. Like, I don't think that's a word I would use. But I mean, I got scared.
Oh, the brown face thing.
Correct. Okay. So when the whole thing happened, it was scary lah. Like, obviously, like, I would never change anything about my life or like my experience working with you, but there was a point in time where I thought like, oh, if I didn't work with Pretty, would I be questioned by the police?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then again, it's for a greater good. And no, I don't really, there's no regrets.
Yeah.
I wouldn't change anything.
Wow, you love me so much.
I said greater good. I didn't say Pretty. So yeah.
Anyways, was there a time that I ever regretted working with you? Honestly, no. We said coming into my life was easily one of the best things that has ever happened to me. And okay. I'm sure every single person in this room right now in my house will agree with that. I feel like
anyway, so
okay, we son can't take a compliment. So yeah, I hate him. Next. Say only. Okay, next one. What's one pet peeve you have of each other?
Oh, this one tough.
I don't know also. I personally feel like
I know.
Wow, so easy. Ayo, at least act like it's difficult lah.
Not really pet peeve. Sometimes I think you beat yourself up too much. Yeah, which I think is a thing that, I mean, you know also lah, and you're working on it lah, but yeah, I wouldn't say it's a pet peeve, but honestly, it's a pet peeve, but it's like something I think you should change about
yourself. The woman was too stunned to speak.
Okay lah, I know that lah. That's true.
You need to be nicer to yourself.
Since
Pretty,
you've left me, I've still been mean to myself every day of my life. So yeah, I get it. You're right. I can't deny that. But anyways, I guess I can't think of one, but I feel like I'm trying to think of like when we were working together, because that makes sense, what, to like have a pet peeve, like with colleagues, you know, working together every day. But I can't think of one. I feel like,
I think I'm always late.
I think, okay, no, I will never call you up for that because I'm always late. Not a good thing. Every time Lisan like makes a mistake, right? Like every single time he makes a mistake, he will fully act like there was no mistake made until the mistake is solved. Like Lisan very like, like he will be so calm. But that's also a thing, like a very huge reason why I realized we work very well together. Because when I see a mistake, I fully spiral. And I do work well under pressure, and I get a lot of things done like under pressure very, very fast. But I'm very like, I express myself a lot. So I'm very like, if I'm pissed off, like everybody in the room will know I'm pissed off. And it's a lot. And Wisan's very like extremely calm, like completely opposite energy, but obviously he's spiraling in his mind. And if he makes the mistake, he really like I think very early into the internship, I think Wisan sent a completely wrong email to like Sephora. Like someone, I remember this, the Gita thing, you sent someone from Sephora.
Oh, I think I remember
something
that.
Fully
yeah.
like wrong. Then it was a whole like, after it was solved, or like after Wisan like made the correction, then he tell me about it. Then I was like, I would have never known, you know. But Wisan's very like, seems very calm in the face of like chaos.
Seems.
But I know, I'm sure inside it's like crazy. But I express myself a lot. So like, we are really opposites in those moments. But yeah, it will get very annoying sometimes. You're like, then why you never say earlier? You know, then I'm like, why you cannot just tell me? We could have solved this together.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess that's the closest thing I can think off when it comes to a pet peeve.
Okay.
But I feel like, yeah, you don't really annoy me somehow.
Mm, I guess me too.
Okay, next question. Last two questions, actually.
Oh.
Okay. You are in a Freaky Friday situation for 24 hours. What are you going to do with each other's body and not tell each other?
What's a Freaky Friday situation?
Wow, you don't act like you're 2 years old. Eh. Anyways,
I really
Freaky
don't
Friday
know.
Is the basically body swap. So like, older person swap with a younger person. Okay, if we just swap bodies for a day,
okay.
And you can do anything and not tell me about it, what would you do?
Wow, okay.
Confirm touch yourself, 100%. You confirm do that.
Yeah, because I don't have boobs.
Do it.
So yes.
What else will you do and not tell me about?
I will... I don't know, eh. I cannot think of one now. You, eh?
I confirm get like a lot of tattoos of myself.
Oh, that's smart.
Somehow camouflage in your million tattoos in your arms already. So I'll get a lot of funny ass tattoos that I think you would like, but also very funny. Things that you would not get on your own.
That's
to confirm
cool.
Will have my face somewhere. Like, I put for you SG stop bottom. Like, sorry. But yes, I will definitely get a lot of tattoos because I think it will be hilarious and you already have a lot, so maybe you might not notice something.
I'll probably send emails to like your clients and then.
Yeah, what? You don't need my body to do it? You got access to my account, Ken, really?
That's true, ah.
Why you need my body for that? You want to do Zoom call with who?
Yeah, and fuck things up, lor.
What? That's so messed up. It's just not even to like prank them or what. Just ruin my life.
Just for fun. Yeah.
Anyway, so last question.
Can you just take a shot because you haven't drank in a while?
Okay.
Because Visa had a shit answer.
Cheers. But you're getting blamed for it, so. Done. Okay, sorry.
Sorry. Okay, final question of Truth or Drink. What is one thing that Preeti has done that has pissed you off and she didn't even know about? Just say your name, don't be scared.
I think no. I think,
don't act, you come across something.
No, I think all you know. Because I make like my feelings clear. Like if anything...
Really, man?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, then what was one of it? What was the angriest one? I think I know which one. But I'm gonna let you say it.
child.
child. Anyway, so.
Yeah, so I will.
Drink lunch. Drink, drink, drink.
Yeah. How about you?
I cannot think of like. I don't know, I can't think of a moment where you made me angry. Like, I feel like maybe in the moment, like, what? What? Tell me now.
Wait, I'm thinking.
No, I remember, like...
I think I lost you a gig.
Really? Like, how?
I think I replied. It was this client wanted to ask you for a quote for, like, a rap video.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, a huge advertising agency. I can't remember what the client actually was, but I think I replied them, like, one day too late.
Mm-hmm.
On WhatsApp. And then like, oh, so sorry, we've reached out to XXX and they've agreed to come on the campaign. We'll keep a lookout for Preeti in the future. And I told you that you sent me like sad faces.
Okay lah, I was sad, I'm not angry.
Yeah, but like it's probably, you were probably angry lah.
I don't think I was. I think if anything, I was probably like, I mean, personally, without you in my life, I would probably have replied that person a month later. So, like, there is no reason for me to be angry, and that's literally why I needed you in my life. But I also think, like, I feel like that's quite normal, and also replying, like, a day late shouldn't, like, no job should require, like, a timeline like that. No job should be like, if you don't reply me now, you lose this job. Because if you want me, then...
If you really want me, right?
You chase after me, right? Like, what the hell? You don't sit there and, like, whine about it and, like, somebody else accepted it. Like, freaking call me, like, if you actually really wanted me. And the fact that they already had, like, your contact and were like, in texting terms with you. Like, yeah, like, it's not... I don't see it as your fault at all, lah.
Thank you.
Shut up, lah. Anyways, don't work for me already. Anyways, let's drink to end this
Yay! Drink game. Cheers.
Cheers.
A lot of alcohol.
Yeah, it is. But when you drink your stupid liver protector, that's why it better work.
I don't know, lah.
Anyways, so I guess we've come to the end of this very chaotic episode that was a catch up on camera because y'all somehow love Wee-san. But I guess I get it because I do love him too. That's why he's here. Also, Wee-san and I are now neighbors and.
Yeah,
he
unfortunately.
Really cannot get away from me no matter how hard he tries.
Cannot run away from you.
I think that's why he lives in hall. So he doesn't have to stay near me.
Oh my god, you know.
That's kind of sad. But anyways, so yeah, I mean, I guess when Wee-san's also like done with the army and stuff, I'm sure you'll see him like in more of my videos. Mm. I'm sure we can film more things together like freely without Jack Neo watching us.
As if he's the chief of army, eh?
Yeah, he is what? That's what he acts like. He call you his boy. Eh? Anyway. Anyways, so...
So
yes, we have come to the end of this episode, but of course before we end, it is time for my favorite segment in the world. The phone is ringing, Wee-san. Kring, kring.
Let me pick it up. It's stuck. Hi, here's your unsolicited advice of the week. So if
what you want to say?
Do you even let me finish? So if you have a toxic boss, leave. So if you have a toxic environment that you're in, leave. If you hate your boss, leave. Thank you and bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we've come to the end of this episode of the Pretty Girls Club. Thank you for watching and leave nice comments.
For me. And then you can leave bad comments for her.
Either way, if you like Wee-san, I'm blocking you. But anyways, thank you for watching this episode. I hope you guys are glad that the ex-Pre-Priest intern is finally here and back on the channel. And yeah, hopefully we make more content pieces together in the future. And thank you for watching this. Hope you guys had fun. Say bye-bye, lah. Everybody love you.
Bye!
You were going to say more, but okay, bye.
Oh.